Marco, I know this is your first time out here to Western Kansas, and did you ever think in your coaching career you'd come to a nut fry?
No, but excited about it. It's my first time in West Kansas, and it's been a great adventure, a great time. Seen a lot of new things, different things. First time pulling up with all the cattle and, you know, the aroma, you know, a little different. So just excited to see what the night holds. I've heard great things about this stop and excited about it.
Well, you've had it was an interesting year for you guys. I know it was kind of tough at times, just the schedule and not getting a couple of veterans that you're expecting to have during the season. But what you had, your team definitely fought pretty hard there to the end.
Yeah, you know, we had some things. Some of it was out of our control, injuries. You know, not too many teams, when you lose two of your top eight, could even have the season that we had. You know, they have 19 wins, postseason tournament, 2 years in a row. We beat KU at the house. End of the season, beating the top four team in the country in Iowa State at the house. You know, the guys fought, kept it together. The staff did a tremendous job of keeping the guys motivated, and they really bought into what we wanted to do.
And I know it's been kind of a change this year with in and out with the transfer portal, but I know there's still those few open positions. And does it get a little nerve-wracking once you get into the summer and you maybe still have a scholarship position open?
Not necessarily nerve-wracking. You know, we a program that really strives on making sure we have guys with the right character. You know, we really do our due diligence in hand-picking guys that are going to represent the university to the fullest. Make sure that our fans love the type of people that we put out on the court. So, you know, we take our time, and, you know, some people that we thought we wanted that we didn't get. So, obviously, something better coming.
All right. But the 20-game schedule, you cut out two non-conference teams for next year. That's got to be really exciting. And do you see that maybe a lot of the Power 4, Power 5 schools – with the 20 conference schedules, do you see that maybe forcing the expansion of the NCAA tournament?
I don't know if it's necessarily going to expand the tournament, but I do think that the tournament selection committee is going to understand that there's more teams in the 12, there's more teams in other conferences that's going to allow us to have more selection from our conference. You know, I think having 20 every game is going to probably be a top one game. And to play that many games on a level one is going to really help us in the long run.
What's been probably your favorite part about being in Manhattan now entering your third year?
Just the people. You know, Manhattan is I mean, they call it Manhattanness for a reason. You know, it's so friendly. It's so welcoming. Everywhere you go, it's a smile. It's a handshake. It's a hug. You know, it's a wonderful community. It's a wonderful town. And the surrounding areas is just, you really relax. The atmosphere is great, and that's really just the people and the joy that you get from living here.
With the team that you have so far here, the group that you have, how do you feel like that you kind of match up with what maybe some of the other schools in the Big 12 are going to have that are at the top tier this coming year?
Well, I mean, we understand that Big 12 play don't start till January, so we're not really concentrating on what anybody else is doing as much as what we're doing. You know, again, we got guys who we think fit the type of people that we want, great guys. Come from great families that happen to be great basketball players. So we're excited about getting most of these guys coming on June 1st and getting a chance to build and move towards the direction so that we could be on top of the Big 12 when it's all said and done.